to a friend who sent me some roses. As late I rambled in the happy fields, what time the skylark shakes the tremulous dew from his lush clover covert, when anew adventurous knights take up their dinted shields, I saw the sweetest flower wild nature yields, a fresh-blown musk-rose. 'Twas the first that threw its sweets upon the summer. Graceful it grew, as is the wand that Queen Titania wields, and as I feasted on its fragrancy, I thought the garden rose it far excelled. But when, O Wells, thy roses came to me, my sense with their deliciousness was spelled. Soft voices had they, that with tender plea whispered of peace and truth and friendliness unquelled.
Where Roses Would Not Dare to Go, by Emily Dickinson. Where roses would not dare to go, what heart would risk the way? And so I send my crimson scouts to sound the enemy.
On a Faded Violet, by Percy Bysshe Shelley. The odor from the flower is gone, which like thy kisses breathed on me. The color from the flower is flown, which glowed of thee and only thee. A shriveled, lifeless, vacant form, it lies on my abandoned breast, and mocks the heart which yet is warm, with cold and silent rest. I weep, my tears revive it not. I sigh, it breathes no more on me. Its mute and uncomplaining lot is such as mine should be.
To Flowers from Italy in Winter, by Thomas Hardy. Sunned in the south, and here today, if all organic things be sentient, flowers, as some men say, what are your ponderings? How can you stain or vanish quite from this bleak spot of thorn, and birch and fir and frozen white, expanse of the forlorn? Frail luckless exiles hither brought, your dust will not regain old sunny haunts of classic thought, when you shall waste and wane. But mix with alien earth be lit, with frigid boreal flame, and not a sign remain in it to tell men whence you came.